Listen up, athletes. Most of you are training in the wrong zones 80% of the time. Why? Because you're fixating on a single metric, functional threshold power, or FTP. Now, I know FTP has become the standard benchmark for cycling. But make no mistake, it measures only one slice of your fitness. It tells you your sustainable power at maximum aerobic effort, but it completely ignores your recovery capacity, metabolic efficiency, and your unique physiological variability. Those FTP numbers fluctuate significantly based on your fatigue, your nutrition, and even the conditions you test in. That makes it an unreliable foundation for long-term training. True performance optimization requires you to understand and train across three distinct metabolic thresholds: LT1, LT2, and FatMax. Let's break down LT1, your aerobic threshold. This marks the first metabolic shift where lactate begins to accumulate slightly, but crucially, it remains stable. You'll typically find this zone sitting at 65 to 75% of your FTP. In lab terms, that corresponds to a lactate concentration of approximately 2 millimoles per liter. When you train at or just below LT1, you are building your aerobic foundation. This work maximizes mitochondrial development, increases capillary density, expands your blood volume, and teaches your body to efficiently burn fat while preserving precious glycogen. This zone is the absolute cornerstone of endurance performance. Now move up to LT2, your anaerobic threshold. This is the point where lactate production rapidly outpaces your body's ability to clear it. It typically aligns right with your FTP, or 95 to 105% of it. At this intensity, lactate concentrations jump to around 4 millimoles per liter. This threshold defines the hard boundary between sustainable effort and unsustainable fatigue. Training at LT2 requires highly structured intervals. We're talking 10 to 30 minute efforts right at threshold power, or sweet spot work at 83 to 90% of FTP. These sessions develop your lactate clearance, anaerobic capacity, and sustainable high-intensity power. But hear me on this. They demand substantial recovery due to heavy glycogen depletion. Next, let's talk FatMax. This identifies the precise intensity where your body burns the maximum amount of fat relative to carbohydrates. You'll typically find it hovering around 58% of VO2 max, or 70% of your maximum heart rate, with lactate levels sitting between 1.7 and 1.9 millimoles per liter. While it often overlaps with lower zone 2, FatMax is distinct, and it is highly individual to your physiology. Training at this FatMax intensity, often through fasted rides or structured low glycogen sessions lasting 45 to 90 minutes, dramatically improves your fuel efficiency and delays glycogen depletion during those long events. Because generic training zones fail most athletes, identifying your personal thresholds is absolutely critical. Laboratory lactate testing remains the gold standard here, though it typically costs between $150 and $350 per session. For field testing, a solid 20-minute time trial offers a practical alternative. Just multiply your average power by 95% to estimate LT2, then take 75% of that result to find your LT1. For daily guidance, simpler tools like the talk test and rate of perceived exertion scales will keep you on track. Below LT1, conversation should be completely comfortable, and your perceived exertion will sit right at 5 to 6 out of 10. At LT2, speaking becomes difficult, and that exertion rises to a 7 or 8. Run regular testing every 4 to 8 weeks to ensure your zones evolve as your fitness improves. The most effective training strategy leverages these thresholds through polarized training. You should spend 80% of your time training below LT1 and 20% above LT2. This approach eliminates the unproductive gray zone. That's the trap of moderate intensity efforts, around 75 to 85% of max effort. They cause chronic fatigue without triggering meaningful physiological adaptations. Ignoring FatMax during long-distance preparation similarly backfires. Riding above this threshold depletes glycogen prematurely, leading to catastrophic fatigue in the final stages of endurance events. So, the critical takeaways for you endurance athletes are clear. First, FTP alone is insufficient. It must be contextualized within a broader metabolic framework. Second, LT1 builds the aerobic engine, LT2 raises the performance ceiling, and FatMax optimizes fuel efficiency. Third, polarized training prevents wasted effort in the gray zone and maximizes adaptation. Fourth, personalized threshold testing, whether through lactate analysis, field protocols, or subjective markers like the talk test, is far superior to relying on generic formulas. Finally, respecting these physiological boundaries transforms your training from guesswork into precision. It yields superior endurance, faster sustainable speeds, and better long-term performance. Mastering these metabolic zones is the practical foundation for training smarter, recovering faster, and breaking through those performance plateaus. Now get out there and execute.